This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Good evening. Welcome to ENN on this Tuesday, July 29th. I'd like to start off, if I can, by saying good evening to Michael.
What's in your pocket?
Then I'd like to say good evening to Don.
Spud Webb shouldn't play in the NFL.
And also, lastly, good evening to myself.
You're a big rule follower. Oh, you're a big rule follower.
A lot's happened today. Really. It's been something. I just watched the trailer, by the way, guys.
How good is it?
Got me excited.
How good is the trailer, though?
What? I'm sorry? I really thought it was solid. And I'm excited that it's so much of it is just based on the Bond. You could tell from the trailer, and I didn't quite realize this, that the theme of this movie is about the relationship between young Tony and Dickie Moltisanti.
And they killed Dickie's son.
Thanks. Again, we know how you like to get about this subject, but thank you for reminding us. But you skipped over the whole part that they had that same relationship.
Right.
He didn't just kill him. Christopher was to Tony what Tony was to Dickie. Now you jumped right to the end there, but
he suffocated by grabbing his nose.
You've really shown it all today, Michael. Every side of you. Loyal, disloyal, good guy, bad guy. You've had it all.
I'm very complex.
You are. That's a word. That's a nice way of describing a nozzle. A complex nozzle. I know you guys were dialed in to the Euros earlier today. Let's hear some play-by-play on ESPN from Ian Dark.
Kane, now Grealish, and played wide. Shaw in there, and England are ahead. It's Raheem Sterling again, and England have the lead against Germany. What was that about a lack of creativity? There was plenty there.
England, the 2-0 win over Germany, and just about a half hour ago, Ukraine finishes off Sweden 2-1. Those were both quarterfinal matchups in the Euros. Beautiful call there from our own Ian Dark. Sorry, round of 16. That's in that quarterfinals, Jace? 16-8. Eight's the quarters, huh? There it is. Andrew, what do you have on tap tomorrow? What are your two games?
I don't believe there are any. I think there's a couple days off now until the quarterfinals pick up on Friday.
You really lock into
Andrew,
the
who would you say is the best
you,
Brazilian though? Available I could find in the Euros?
Brazil is a South American country, so they're not playing in the Euros.
So
your questions
Friday,
come from an area of total lack of knowledge. It's great.
But I do enjoy it anyway, though. I watched some of Ukraine, Sweden. I don't have any team to root for or care that much, but I always enjoy a competitive soccer game. Switzerland, Spain, the 12 p.m. game on Friday. Belgium, Italy, 3:00. Andrew, if you're trying to make plans. Now, Andrew, if you how dialed in will you be to Czech and Denmark on Saturday afternoon?
I'll try to be dialed in, certainly, but, to all these games. Certainly at this stage in the tournament.
But Ukraine, England will have your heart more consumed, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I like England, Poland for them.
Sure you do. You might as well. Well, guys, let's keep it to outside the big four in sports. Wimbledon earlier today, Serena Williams had to call it quits in her first round match against Alexandra Sasnovic. She slipped at one point. There was like an awkward slip on the court, and she hurt her ankle. and she tried to fight through it. She got herself, when she originally got hurt while trying to hit a forehand in the fifth game, she went down, she braced herself and helped herself up with her racket, got a standing ovation from the crowd, did her best to fight through it, but had to retire. So number 24 will not come at Wimbledon. We'll have to move on and see what happens in Queens.
It's crazy. reading Michael's book, and that Serena Williams interview, Michael, was what, like from 04?
Yep.
And that she's still relevant, you know, 17 years later. It's crazy.
You know, it makes me happy that you're reading it, because John Sterling just ran into me. He was just reading it in the press room, and he loves the book. Please go out and buy it.
I finished it. It's great.
Let's hear the play-by-play from earlier today when Serena was forced to retire.
Oh! No, 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 no. Oh, my goodness. No. Chrissy, you were saying that somehow this has got to be addressed. I don't know how to address it, but it's a grass court. You're going to slide on the grass court. What are you going to do?
So, yeah, the initial injury on the forehand, yeah, she just kind of slid on the slick Wimbledon grass and kind of like buckled. And then the play that we just heard was when she finally, midpoint, just kind of collapsed to the ground and had to call it a day. So, guys, we mentioned this briefly earlier. Interesting week for Zach Wilson's mom, the new New York Jets starting quarterback's mother, who's an active personality on social media, took to Instagram yesterday to call out an alleged thief or thieves who had gotten away with her bag. And supposedly this bag was stolen from her own daughter's wedding. Everybody's asking me if my bag was ever turned in. No. As much as I wanted to believe that the world was all good, there are apparently D words out there.
Not nozzles. It would be the short word for Richard.
So, hope you guys enjoy my Mobetta's food, what I don't know if that is, and my DJ, and all the fun that I provided for you as you stole my purse and walked out. Screw you. There's also video, guys. I would go as far as calling it troubling video.
I didn't think it was troubling.
The dance video?
I didn't think it was troubling at all.
Well, you're not a connoisseur of fine dance. It was.
I mean, it's not Alvin Ailey, but it's a very. I would watch if I was in the room.
Well, you had to watch it because it looked like a freak show.
Yeah.
Don, are you familiar with the Elaine dancing episode of
Seinfeld? Oh yeah, no, I saw the video.
I felt like we were bordering on modern Elaine.
But it was also pretty hot.
Go ahead.
It was hot.
No.
Sorry, wow. You're wrong. It was.
I'm telling you, Don, are we not seeing everything from Michael today?
Yes. Don, you didn't think that was a provocative dance.
Be honest, Don. Just provocative? I won't be offended.
I mean, listen, she's an attractive woman, but I don't think that was provocative, no.
Well,
it was something to watch, right. Like, but it wasn't anything hot.
I thought it was hot.
This is...
In a word.
Yeah, it's troubling. In fact, you can even see the people watching her kind of like, oh, man, she's a hot mess. It's got like the second part of it. She almost breaks out a little Carlton moment.
She looks like she's a lot of fun. I really feel bad for Zach because she just looks like a woman that she's gotten some attention, obviously, in that area of the country because of him being a BYU quarterback. And she's looking like, my son's an NFL quarterback. People are going to pay attention to what I do, and I'm going to give him a show. She's loving every minute of this.
That's how it feels.
You know how we always talk about weeklies, and we end up getting a quarterback who goes, I think we have to book her for a weekly. during the season.
Because let's not enable the situation.
No, no, no.
Please.
We as a company
enable the whole ball thing. Let's not do that here.
She would actually throw the offensive line and the wide receivers under the ball, something that a player would never do, as Tom Brady told us yesterday. She would be unvarnished honesty.
I know, but I don't want to enable that. I'm good.
I'm put in for that.
You're both right. You're both right.
That would be a must listen.
It would be must listen. It would no doubt be the best weekly we'd ever had. He would probably have to retire from the NFL by week 7. Because it would just be too much.
I wonder if we could actually put the Jets under sodium pentothal. You know, the truth serum? Mm-hmm. And ask them, did Zach's mom give you any pause about selecting him?
You really? Oh, that's it. I was going to say, you really think you'd have to do that. How could it not?
Because there were some teams supposedly that wanted no part of any of the ball kids because of the dad. They didn't want to deal with it.
Imagine if they addressed it with the family and this is still going on. Like, this is her version of toning it down.
Don, we laugh. Isn't that entirely possible?
Of course.
I don't know if they're in a position. Like, did they say, listen, you're going to have your mom tone this down or we're not drafting you? I don't know if it got to that point, but I'm sure they probably had some sort of a conversation. Do you think your mom's going to be an issue? And so I don't know whether he talked them off the ledge or whether they all agreed that she'll be okay and they can't be happy.
Listen, guys, we all know I'm not on this show for my brain, okay?
Yep.
But every once in a while, I just keep it real with the fans. I try not every once in a while. Whenever it hits me, I just keep it real because I'm no genius, but I've been watching sports a long time. This makes me very nervous as a Jets fan. I know it seems like this little thing, and it is. But when you're talking about a team that's never gotten it right at the position, Don, doesn't it make you just a bit nervous that this is going to be like one piece of a show that ends up getting canceled?
Now, let me think. What do you think's more likely to happen? Something that she says controversial, whether it's political or otherwise, that's going to make the Jets feel uncomfortable. Or her calling out the Jets for either benching him or not getting him enough weapons. What do you think is going to happen first?
Oh,
I think it's going to be a politically incorrect statement first.
Wow, that is a great question. No, I think it'll be Jets first.
Yeah,
it'll be like if at Jay Crowder 80 could catch the ball,
yes,
my son would be in the playoffs right now.
Yep.
You know,
it's going to be a lot of, you know, it's not my son's fault. It's the coaching. It's the play calling. It's the players around him. That, I think, is going to be a bigger deal than something. You know, she'll do the other thing, too.
Well, no, but Don, so here's what's going to happen. So that'll be a thing over the course of like 2 years. But in Jets fashion, he'll play like well enough for us to not know. And they'll have to keep sticking with him because he's being drafted second overall. So they'll be stuck with it and then just in time to roll back into an election cycle. That's when she really ramps things up.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, it's going to be a hell of a show. Speaking of which, Paul George put on a hell of a show last night.
Great transition. What a pro.
Elimination game on the road in the desert. Paul George, a lot of people have talked their trash. He's not a clutch guy. Tell me if this sounds clutch. 15 for 20, 3 for 6 from 3, 8 for 8 from the line. 41-13-6. No Kawhi, no problem. The Clippers are alive, and Boogie Cousins has had enough of you talking trash about PG.
Said it earlier in the year, man. I don't I don't know where this trolling bullshit come from, where it's the internet controls the narrative about these players. It's becoming foolish, man. Like I said earlier in the year, that's one of the most special players to ever lace his shoes up. Get this dude his flowers, man. I don't understand the slander. It's becoming quite silly now. Like, respect these players, man. Respect these greats.
He's right.
By the way, Boogie participated last night as well in just 11 minutes, 15 points for Boogie Cousins. Reggie Jackson went off for 23. Morris, 22. Quiet night from Beverly. But this team, I'm telling you, I've said it wrong several times and confused players, but I'm saying it correctly now. Minus Kawhi Leonard, this team has put up a lot of fight against the team and the Suns. That guys, they looked like they'd won 9 straight playoff games. They looked like they were just going to steamroll. And this game goes back to L.A. for game 6. I feel confident this goes 7. I don't know about how you guys feel.
Well, I did until you said that, so now I'm going to bet heavy.
Lay it on the Suns. Good call.
Yeah. I find it interesting that if Kawhi was on the team healthy, he probably's got an excellent chance of winning a championship, doing exactly what he's going to do without Kawhi, and it not be enough. So sometimes it's a little weird, right? He's doing everything that he can, and it would be a lot easier if their best player was healthy.
Right, exactly. So a lot of talk now is starting to pick up around Damian Lillard, a.k.a. Dame Dalla, a.k.a. Don and Andrew's favorite player.
Why do you like Portland so much, though?
I'll never say.
Zach Lowe was on Greeny earlier, and he spoke about the Lillard trade rumors.
Portland is going to operate from the standpoint of, hey, you've got 3 years left on your contract. Like, we're not under pressure. We're not even under pressure to deal you if you even get to that place, and I don't think they've gotten even close to that place, deal you to a place where you want to go. The whole league is our landscape with so much time left on your contract. Will that position of strength last? Will they really hold to that? We'll see. Again, none of this has really happened yet. This is all in the realm of speculation. But, yes, the smoke is billowing, and we appear to be at least heading in some sort of plausible direction where, let's put it this way, the teams that are interested – they've been doing their homework for a long time. They've been sniffing around for a long time about what would it take, who would be interested, where does he fit, what packages make sense. Like, that process is already underway.
What did you guys think of them shutting down the Zoom when Chauncey Billups was asked about the 97 allegations?
That's not good. This means they're hiding something.
I mean, just prepare him, coach him up for the answer, and let the question go, or no?
Well, yeah, it looks worse otherwise.
It is really tough, though, that you hire people that have had these more than allegations, right? Kidd and Billups, but Becky Hammon doesn't get hired. So if you hit a woman, you got a better chance of getting a job than if you are a woman.
But hire him and then own it and then coach up a reasonable response, but don't be so think it's so outlandish that when it's asked, you just shut the Zoom down and move on. Pretending it never happened is not handling it.
What was the direct question?
Well, just reading the article that they asked him about. I don't know what the direct question was, but they asked him a question about the 97 allegations, and that was it. All right, thanks, guys. Shut the Zoom down.
Terrible. Bad job.
Oof, that is
so... It's like it's going to make it go away?
You just made it so much bigger a story than if he just... If he has an answer that makes sense, you know, that would have... Whatever. Michael, did you enjoy the good look at Dylan Bundy's vomiting yesterday?
You know what? I it was unsettling. And yes, handled it, and I thought in a classy way, but it was unsettling.
It was borderline like cartoon vomiting.
But you know what was weird? I mean, the way we shot it, you know, because we were just showing him on the mound. We had a shot of Kevin Durant who was like, he couldn't believe what was happening.
Yeah, and the New York Post wrote about it, made it sound like Kevin Durant loved the vomit because he was looking at the mound. Where do you want the guy to look? It was happening right in front of him.
Oh, I don't know if he loved it, but he was entranced by it. Let's put it that way.
Well, how could he not be? I mean, if I see a player getting physically ill on the field, I'm not looking away. I mean,
you don't want to see it, but you want to see it.
You have to. It's not that common that a player just leans over and starts yakking, you know, mid-game. Speaking of which, I may do the same now. That'll do it for ENN on this Tuesday, June 29th, in advance of a big episode of The Big Fella where he breaks down the differences between soup and cereal.
He doesn't think there is a difference. That's what's interesting.
Wow.
Well, we have another big show tomorrow. We'll break down more Yankees baseball, more Mets baseball. I don't think the Mets are going to score that many runs against Charlie Morton. That's just my take. We'll see if I'm right.
Well, make it your pick.
That's my pick. That's my hardball pick. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. Sorry, Peter. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.